So I want to tease that out a little bit more. But first, can you comment a little bit more, though, on the type of EGFR mutation and choice of first-line EGFR TKI? And also what we know about osimertinib in the first-line setting in the patient without a T790 mutation and the upcoming FLAURA trial that I know will be presented very soon.
Sure. So when we think of upfront therapy for patients with EGFR mutations, we have a broad array of choices, erlotinib, gefitinib, and afatinib. And we also know that there are a couple different types of EGFR mutations. The two most common mutations that represent about 90% altogether are EGFR L858R and EGFR exon 19 deletion. The exon 19 deletions, those patients tend to do a bit better with EGFR TKIs in general than those patients who have EGFR L858R. There have been explorations of whether a particular TKI is better for that group of patients. And there's a big splash a couple of years ago with the EGFR exon 19 deletion analysis where it was combined from a couple of different clinical trials. And when we took the patients with EGFR exon 19 deletions and compared those who got EGFR TKI to those who got chemotherapy, this is actually the first setting in which we'd seen an overall survival advantage for EGFR TKI versus chemotherapy. So it was, I think, appealing to a lot of folks. I think that was probably a universal phenomena associated with benefit of EGFR TKI in patients with exon 19 deletions and not something specific to afatinib. But that rationale is why a lot of folks feel like for patients with EGFR exon 19 deletions, we should consider afatinib as a superior agent. I think the data is out and there hasn't been a direct comparison of erlotinib and afatinib. There has been a direct comparison of afatinib and gefitinib, and there was some suggestions overall that afatinib was better in terms of response rate and progression-free survival. But with an overall survival endpoint, there wasn't a difference between those TKIs. And so I think it remains unclear whether there's a superior frontline EGFR TKI. And now you introduce into that the osimertinib story. So osimertinib is what's often called a third-generation EGFR TKI, and this was specifically developed to target the most common pathway of resistance, the T790M, but it also has activity as a first-line drug.